You now, Corinth Church, is in the same category now as the Sight and Sound Theater up in Lancaster County. That's the only other place I remember seeing a bird fly in the building. Theirs was because they were doing Noah. And because the bird got loose off the ark, you know, and so it was flying across the stage. So here, the one Sunday I'm preaching at Corinth, you have a red cardinal, you know, and I think it got baptized. You see when it went back into baptistry? So it's saved and, you know, hey, it may, and it's going to be a Baptist cardinal, so remember that. Usually cardinals are associated with Catholic churches, but here you've got a Baptist cardinal, so you can share with your friends about all that. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. And the song was very appropriate, but, you know, to see the cardinal, it's like, wow. Where was the big door opening then? You know, but that's okay. That's okay. I think he wanted to worship too. He or she wanted to worship too as well. So, but anyway, I need thee every hour. So we come to this moment in the scripture here in Matthew 25, and we are reminded that this was a moment that Jesus had with his disciples. And I got to thinking about it. You know, if we think about it, all of us are his disciples. This is 2019. We are his disciples. So in his moment in time, he had this moment with his disciples. It happened to be that it was just him and his disciples. The crowd had, you know, they were somewhere else. And it was just them in a quiet moment in a place called Mount Olive. And they had these conversations. Now, conversations, it actually began with a question. You know, when's this going to happen? It was talking about end times. And so there was a question. So what it was is that Jesus was able to exercise and to share, quote, his teaching skill. And what he would do in his teaching skill, as we know his to be a master teacher, his teaching skill was to use story, parable, illustration, example. And so he shared that in some of the earlier verses in this kind of time frame. But when we look at this particular portion of Matthew 25, we're seeing that he is getting into some, you know, like some other things. So like when you look at the opening verses, for example, it's saying when the Son of Man comes. When the Son of Man comes. Now, when you look at the verses that follows that, you're talking about his glory, his place, his on his throne. We're talking about, you know, a very pleasant place that he's experienced. And he's also acting as a shepherd in this part of the story as he's sharing with his disciples. And he's sharing with them. He says, and as this, what he's taking, he's got all these people that he's looking at that have been a part of the righteous who are, quote, the sheep. The other portion were called the goats. Now, you're going to have to decide today, which would you prefer being, a sheep or a goat? And so, based on what he's saying, the sheep are on the right. The goats are on the left. The sheep did something. The goats did nothing. Did nothing. And so the question is, so what, you know, if we have to really look at it and think about it and question, what is it I would prefer being? So he divides the crowd, the people. He's saying this king divides his people. And between sheep and goats. And then he has conversation with both groups. Now the primary focus is who he's talking to first. He's talking to the sheep first. He's talking to the sheep first. And he's talking about how they did some good things. They did some good things. And it was helpful things. For example, things like when they were hungry, when they were thirsty, when they were in need, when there was sorrow and grief, when they were sick. I would add some other things, not specifics to his what he was saying, but to other things that I think about. The idea of when we think of helping elderly, or we think of helping, quote, the poor, or we think about helping those who have less than and who are unable to do for themselves. Any kind of grouping you put. Now, what he's saying in this summary, when you look at this listing of things, he's saying is that, so when you did special things to help these people, when they were hungry, you give them some food. When they were thirsty, you gave them something to drink. So he goes down that list like that, and when something was done, you were doing it to me. You were doing it for me, is what they're saying. And their question is, how can that be? How can that be? Because this is what you did. You helped clothe. You helped provide food. You helped provide nourishment. You helped provide friendship. You helped to provide encouragement and affirmation and prayer. And on can be a list that we could add to this beyond what he's saying here to these folks, to his disciples, to his disciples. But the important point was that there was something done. You know, we can read about it, we can hear about it, we can talk about it, we can sing about it, we can do a lot of things about it, but unless we roll up our sleeves and get our hands involved, it's not going to happen, is it? We can think about things we do at our own home. The grass ain't going to get cut unless we go out and do it, if we're able to do it, right? How about washing our dishes, cleaning our room, turning the light switch off? Jerry Clower always told people, said, when you leave a room and nobody else is in it, turn the light off. That's not always easy to be done, but it's a reminder. Do it. Do it. Now, what he's saying in the summary is, whatever you do, you know, you've heard kids say, whatever, you know, and you have we ever come back to say, don't say whatever? Have you ever said that? Have you ever thought saying it? Whatever. Jesus says it. You want to fuss at him? He's saying, whatever you do to the least of these, who are the least? They don't have to be anybody that's wealthy or rich or high society. The least are the people in need. And it can be the elderly. It can be special needs. It can be those who are hungry, those who need clothing, those who need. Have we ever been, this is a question I've always wanted to ask any of us, have we ever been of the group called, quote, the least? Have we ever been in that category? How many of us have ever been sick and we needed help? Not just medically, but otherwise. How many of us have ever had grieving? We've experienced a loss that was so painful, and we were able to either be receiving support and helps and affirmation, or we were able to give it to somebody who needed. You ever been hungry? Nobody has been hungry. Thirsty. And on can be the question. The least of these. The least of these. I mean, one time I was sick. I actually had a deacon who came into my house and visited me. I was in bed. I was sick. I was so sick, I was in bed. The deacon came and sat next to my bed to visit me. I was thinking, wow. Wow. There was a need that happened for this particular deacon. And I was able to transport him to the hospital because of his need. So we think about, have we ever been, quote, of the least? And we've been a part of the helping. And then we look at the other side of the story when he refers, he talks to those on the left, the goats. And you know, goats are really good animals. But he uses this as the analogy as part of his story. And on the other side, the reference point is, you did not. There was no feeding of the hungry. There was no giving of liquids to the thirsty. There was giving of no help to those who needed help, support to those in grief, or helps to those who were sick, and so on and so forth. Nothing was, what? So what they end up getting is nothing. They did nothing, they get nothing. They get nothing. And I, you know, as I, of course, we've probably, and you probably have read this before and saw this in Sunday school or read it on your own, and you said, I've heard this before. Yes, that's right, we've heard it before. But the reminder is, okay, so let's make a decision. What side do we want to be on? Do we want to be on the right side or the wrong side? The right side is helping in some form or way. Now, sometimes we reach a point where we can't actually do things physically. We can't do things. We may not even be able to do things monetarily. But we can certainly say a few words in what's called prayer. Having a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Right? But if we're able physically, then let's do. If we're able to do something monetarily, then let's do. And get beyond the reading and the talking and the hearing about it and do it. As James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so what this here in Matthew is about is how we can be about helping others. About helping others. And that's basically what he's saying. What he's saying. The righteous to eternal life. Last verse. Then they will go away. The ones on the left will go to eternal punishment. But the righteous, the sheep, will go to eternal life. That's the end reward. But in the meantime, until, because Jesus is not even saying that when it's happening, when he's returning. But so in the meantime, we've got work to do. In the meantime, we got things to do. In the meantime, places where we can worship and experience and share and be a part of. And that's what this is a reminder of. A reminder. And then one of the opportunities I discovered several years ago was this, inasmuch. Inasmuch is based on this scripture. But inasmuch was about getting out into community. It's going beyond the walls of the church and going out in. Because there's folks, as we know, there's folks out here that they cannot do the yard work. In fact, I remember a place that was discovered that hadn't done it in years because they were unable to do it, both physically and monetarily. And it was left to grow up and become kind of not so likable to look at. And so a team of folk got together and went and cleaned it up, spruced it up, cleaning the yard and helping different things. Cutting the grass and so forth. It's simple things, really. It's practical things. Might make you sweat. We might be sore after we get it done. But hey, look at their positive results, the helps that come from it. But it's about community. And some of these folk that are being helped, they may not be known who they are. They may be strangers. Have we all any been strangers anywhere? Nobody really knew who we were. And yet, we were treated with a welcome and an embrace of encouragement and of Christian love. Christian love. So that's some of the things that are being reminded here for us. Inasmuch as a great opportunity where folks can get together. It's like we're like a part of a hand, joined together to work for the head of our faith, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Together. Working together. Serving together. Sharing the love of Christ. The love of Christ. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartache, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I will serve. Are we willing to make that commitment? Whether we share it visually or we simply commit privately. I will serve, Lord. I will serve. I will serve whatever way you lead, whatever way I can. Guide me, show me, help me. Let me do whatever you want me to do. May I do whatever needs to be done to glorify you, to share the light, your light. In Jesus' name.